Well, good evening, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Perium. And if you're on the call tonight, that means you probably already got your taxes done, so good for you. And if you're listening in on replay, hopefully you're not staying up too late to get those taxes done. In fact, just for a moment, let me segue off of our scheduled training and talk a little bit about taxes. It's one of the things that's a huge benefit for being part of Perium is that owning your own business can be a tremendous tax break. As long as you're in pursuit of profits, then there are lots of things that you can write off. Now, I'm not a tax attorney, so I can't give you any specific advice, but in general, I know that things like printer cartridge ink, things like cell phone bills, things like computers, lots of things that you may do even in regards to entertaining folks, friends and relatives. And so there's a lot of things that you can build into your Perium business in the pursuit of profit that can end up being tax write-offs. So there's nothing like getting a 25 or 30 or 35% discount on computers and printer cartridge ink and restaurant bills because you have a Perium business. So don't forget that, something that you should celebrate here on tax day today and something you should remind people of on a regular basis, especially those that have never owned their own business before and don't understand the power of having a business. There's a lot of stuff you can write off, so certainly take advantage of that. Tonight we're going to talk about how to sell your story. We're going to talk a little bit about what to say, what not to say as you're talking to prospects, and people are going to want to hear from you. They're going to want to understand why you're taking these products, why you're doing this business, and so we're going to talk a little bit about giving a product story, giving an opportunity story. Leveraging the story of other people and doing three-way phone calls are also a huge part of the business, and some of the most successful people, even though they're certainly qualified to tell their own story, they oftentimes use other people's story or bring other people into the conversation, and we're going to tell you why they do that and how to do that effectively. So an important call to some of the blocking and tackling, some of the basics of doing your business, and each and every week we try to help you to be more successful and more effective in what you do here in Perium. Before we do that, a couple of important announcements. Our double-double promotion, we are down to 2 weeks on this. This is the biggest promotion in Perium history. We have put more front-end money into the compensation plan than any other company in the industry, period, and the reason is we want to build up some momentum for the new product that we've got coming out. So bring new folks in this month, especially with Gold Packs. It's going to be very valuable to you, and not only that, but it's going to set the table for a lot of growth. Our new product that's coming out in 2 weeks from tonight, so mark that on the calendar. We'd love to have you every Tuesday night, but if there's one Tuesday night you don't want to miss, it's going to be May 1st because we're going to rock the house, hundreds and hundreds of people, and we're going to give you all the information on this new product. But just as a little teaser, I will tell you that this new product has 37 ingredients, and there's not a synthetic ingredient among them. Every single ingredient is 100% organic. So if you want to learn a little bit about the nutritional makeup of the product, if you want to learn some of the new flavors of the product, you want to join Team Sandoval. So text Team Sandoval, no spaces, TeamSandoval, Team Sandoval to 55678. And you'll be immediately registered for our text messaging system, and you will start to learn, more about the products and also great information about nutrition and great information about, what's in Dave Sandoval's mind as an entrepreneur and as somebody who is a health advocate. So definitely want to be building into the launch of this new product, not waiting. The smart people are growing their businesses right now, and the not-so-smart people are waiting. And I'll tell you what, we're on a mission. We're on a mission to change people's health. And along the way, you have an opportunity to make a lot of money, especially here this month. So every single week, we give away 20 free gift cards. It's $1,000 in retail value. A couple hundred dollars in wholesale value. And this week, the winner is from Orlando, Florida. It's Herman Torrado. So congratulations to Herman. He had several gift cards redeemed here this week. One of his cards was randomly chosen, and he's going to get 20 more free gift cards to market with. Now, Orlando's a growing market for us. Very, very exciting. We to do a tour. When Dave Sandoval used to go on the road, he used to go down to South Florida. And then we suddenly started to add New York to the tour. So it was Florida and New York. Then it was Florida, New York, and more recently Jacksonville. And now it's going to be Florida, New York, Jacksonville, and Orlando. It looks like we're going to have a four-city tour in May to launch this new product. So be on the lookout. We'll have dates and locations and information about that. But Dave Sandoval is going to be on the road. I'm going to be with him, and we're going to be talking about this unbelievable new product. As I say, 37 ingredients, all of them 100% organic. And when you get the full nutritional makeup, the benefits of the product, and what it does, you're going to see this is going to be our hybrid core signature single lead product that's going to open up the doors and take our company and hopefully your business to an entirely different level. So good things happening. Continue to promote the Double Double promotion and certainly join us 2 weeks from tonight as we officially launch the product. So with that said, let's talk a little bit about telling stories. And ultimately, more than anything, you are a high-priced storyteller. That's really what you do. You're a tour guide. You're a storyteller. Part of the story that you tell, well, I should say it this way. The tour that you offer is the tour about our company. It's the tour about our products. It is the tour that convinces somebody that the business will work. And then the stories that you tell are the stories about what it's going to cost to join the company, what you're going to have to do once you do join the company, and how much money you make after you do everything you're supposed to be doing. And so it's that combination of being a tour guide and a storyteller that's going to make you effective. So let's use an analogy of, let's say that you're evaluating a business, and it's not a network marketing business, it's not Purium. Let's say you're thinking about opening up a yogurt shop. And so what kind of questions, what kind of things would you need to know before you decided to open up the yogurt shop? Well, really, it bundles up into two questions. One is, will it work? You know, what is the market for the yogurt shop? What's the timing on yogurt? Is that a good business to be in right now? What kind of product does this yogurt company offer? Is it different than the other yogurt companies out there? What about the management team? What about the money? Ultimately, will this company be around 3 years from now, and will it be bigger? Will the opportunity for owning this type of yogurt shop, will it be a good decision? And what about the location of where you're thinking about opening up this yogurt shop? Is it a growing area and one that would be interested in buying yogurt? So the first part of your evaluation, if you were going to open up a yogurt shop, was, will it work? Is this a good idea? The second part is, will it work for me? Which is ultimately, what do I have to do once I open up the yogurt shop? What's it going to cost me to open up the yogurt shop? And how much money can I make if I open up one of these things? And that's a whole different set of questions, because you can objectively say, wow, the market for yogurt is great. This looks like a great location. I love the product. It's really different. And then when you think about the amount of time you would have to spend and the employees you'd need to hire and the amount of cost it would be and the return on investment might be years and years and years from now, you might say, you know what, I don't have enough money and I don't really want to work with a bunch of teenagers and minimum wage earners, and this seems like a lot of hard work and it's going to be very seasonal, and sometimes sales will be good in the summer but it'll be terrible in the winter, and I don't know if I can go 3 or 4 or 7 months losing money. And so you may be able to objectively say that some people could make that business work, but I don't know if I could. So that same analysis process of buying a yogurt shop, which may be, you know, a six-figure investment, that same analysis is oftentimes done by your prospects when they think about joining your Purium business. They need to go on the tour to answer the question of, will it work? And that's one of the things that's great about our program is, with our gift card marketing system, with our MyPurium.com websites, a lot of the information, a lot of the presentation is done. We have tools to help you to tell that story over and over again about the market, about the timing, about the products. They can even experience the products, and you don't even have to ship it to them. That's the beauty of the gift card marketing system, is that people can look at this business and say, wow, Purium is a sharp company. They've got great products. it really is put together in a powerful way. This is a company that's not only going to be around 3 years from now, it's going to be growing 3 years from now. So now the other part of your job is the will it work for me piece. You have to fill in the blanks for them as to what they're going to have to do, how much it's going to cost to get started, and how much money they can make. And that's where your story comes in. So if you think about that, you know, what do I have to do? What's the message that you want to communicate when you're trying to tell somebody what they're going to have to do? What you're going to want to make it feel like is this is an easy business. The concern that somebody has is it might take a lot of time, and so your testimonial, your story, or at least part of your story should be about how this is a relatively easy business, and the gift card marketing system certainly makes that story easier. But if you have a specific story yourself about how you've utilized the gift card marketing system in a way that didn't take much time, somebody's going to feel more relaxed. They're going to say, wow, I don't have to be a nutrition expert. Oh, that's good. I don't have to be a business or a network marketing expert. All I have to do is hand out gift cards or email out gift cards. That's something I can do. So, you know, one of the things that's important in telling your story is to have a purpose for your story, to have context, and to have a specific point you're trying to make. So telling people that your business is easy to do is an important part of your storytelling. Another is, what is it going to cost? So what that really means is, how quickly can I get into profit? That's really what they're asking. I mean, if you were to ask and go back to our yogurt shop example of opening up a yogurt shop, you're going to want to know in real dollars, how much does it cost? And importantly, how quickly can I get back my money? Now, with the yogurt shop example, how much does it cost is a much harder question because it's very expensive. In our business, how much it costs, it's not, most people can find the $29.95 or the $175 or even the $350. It's really, the question is, how quickly can I get my money back? And so if your story is a story of how you've gotten into profit quickly, then that's a great story to tell. So you don't have to be making $10,000 a month, $5,000 a month, $2,000 a month, even $800 a month. If you've gotten your money back in your business and you're in profit, then that's something you should shout from the rooftops. And if you haven't, then you should take this month and make enough money that you've gotten back your initial investment. And so that's an important part, is that your story needs to be based in reality. And the faster that you start your business with your products and your business, and we'll talk about products in a minute, the better off it's going to be. Now, how much money can I make? Now, that ultimately may be the hardest question of all, because theoretically you can make lots of money in this business, but most folks don't make lots of money or don't make lots of money very quickly. And so that's where you want to utilize your upline to help tell their story. And so we're going to talk in just a minute about the importance of doing three-way phone calls and utilizing other people's stories if you don't have a big money-making story. But before I do that, I want to just focus in on a couple of things about words that work and understanding the power of telling a story in a specific way. Because you want your story to be specific, you know, to have a point. You want it to be short, as short as possible and as focused as possible. And you want it to have lots of juicy details. Let me give you a quick example. If I said, oh my gosh, this was really simple, then you may have a wide variety of what simple means. But if I said, it was so simple, my four-year-old helped me assemble it. Now you're saying, wow, that's really simple. A four-year-old can help you assemble it. That's simple. So when you have the specifics, the juicy details that make it interesting. If you look at comedy, a good comedian is funny because they grab a slice of life and they add specifics to it. Look at an artist. An artist does two things, and maybe that's even a better analogy. An artist does two things with their painting. An artist is going to show feeling, which is super important for a testimonial, and also they're going to show details. So a beautiful picture is oftentimes one that has a lot of feeling and emotion and great details. If it has a lot of feeling and emotion but not many details, it could be a finger painting by a 5-year-old. If it's got a lot of feeling, but it's not really detailed, you wouldn't say it's a beautiful picture. If it has a lot of details, but you don't like the subject matter and it looks really stiff and stilted and there's no feeling, you might actually be repulsed by it, even though technically it could be quite good. And so what you want to have is, like an artist, some feeling and some details. You want to use words that work, analogies that are effective. You want to use small words, short sentences. You want to be consistent. You want to utilize third parties. So you want to have credible resources, and you want to talk in positive ways. And there are a lot of things that we can communicate on a later call to discuss words that work and how to make not only your story but any of your communications more effective. And it's one of my favorite things to do, whether it's through a three-way phone call, whether it's through a brochure or a TV commercial. You know, communication to me is so much fun because it's a blank canvas. And so your story actually, in many ways, is a blank canvas. And you know, you should be thoughtful about how you tell your story, and you should be consistent, if at all possible, about the big pieces of your story. So let me give you a little bit of a roadmap for telling your story. Now, it's going to be different if you're on a conference call than it will be if it's something that you're writing, versus if you're doing it with a prospect or somebody you know very well or somebody you don't know very well. So, you know, there's never an exact way to do anything, in my opinion. But there's a guideline, a philosophy, a strategy, and it starts with connection. You know, you want to connect with people, and oftentimes a testimonial begins with pain. You have to solve a problem. And maybe it's good that I jump over into product testimonials when I talk about this as much or more than business testimonials. So, you know, if I was to tell a product testimonial about weight loss in regards to Purium, I'd say, hey, once I hit 45, my metabolism really started to slow down. It was just like my dad. You know, he started to put on weight when he turned 45. So hopefully now you're starting to nod your head. If you're 45, you may have started to put on some weight, or maybe if you are younger than 45, your parents maybe started to put on weight about that age, or if you're older than 45, you could, you know, review back to when you were that age. But, you know, you've got your stress of your life, you've got a lot going on, working out is tough, and for the first time in my life at age 45, I hit 200 pounds. So a lot of specifics. Even though I haven't said a lot, I've given you a very clear picture, like an artist, of what my life was like. I didn't like it when I saw 200 pounds on the scale for the first time. So I did something my father didn't do, which is I said enough. I changed my life. I started to take Purium products, and I actually lost 8.5 pounds in 8 weeks. And that's a true story. I used the control weight loss pack. I lost 8.5 pounds in 8 weeks and got back down to where I was 5 years before I turned 40. So that would be my product testimonial around weight loss, in which I connect with people, share my pain, tell a real story with lots of specifics, and, you know, if I was to get into more detail, I might talk about, you know, the control weight loss pack and why I thought it worked so well, as far as, you know, how the control weight loss pack works, you know, before meals and the 91-calorie meal and how simple it was. But ultimately, I end up with the results of I lost 8.5 pounds in 8 weeks. So that's a testimonial. And, you know, if you're doing a business testimonial, you know, it might be something, and this is not my story, but just making it up here. You know, I'm so busy at work, and I've got 3 kids, and they're age, you know, 7, 8, and 12. And between soccer practice and baseball and violin, you know, I'm crazy busy. I thought I never would have time for another business, but you know what? I found this business in which all you do is hand out gift cards and give people the opportunity to try these amazing whole food nutrition products, and people love them. And I give out the gift cards. They try the product for free, and it's been an awesome plan B for us. And so, you know, if you're interested in finding out how you can hand out gift cards and make money, you know, let's talk a little bit more. So it's those sorts of things where you connect with somebody, you share, you know, your story in context that they might be able to relate to. Now, they may not have 3 kids. They may have older kids. They may have no kids, whatever it may be, but they could say, oh, I can tell why specifically this person is busy. That makes sense to me wow, they have their hands full, they're working, they've got three kids, they've got all these different practices. It may be a different busy than my life, but I could see that person is busy, and you know what? They found time for this Perium business. This is something that sounds easy. I want to learn more. So that's how you connect the dots of starting with the connection, making sure you've got a single theme, whether it's weight loss, energy, sleep, blood sugar on the product side, whether it's, you know, it's an easy business, it's helping others, it's getting into profit quickly, it's making lots of money, whatever it may be, you want your story to be start to finish, relatively short, relatively consistent, and very focused. And ultimately, it'd be great if you had multiple stories. So you had a story on weight loss, you had a story on energy, you had a story on blood sugar, you had a story on getting into profit quickly, a story on how easy the business is, and now you're starting to say, wait a minute, I don't have all those stories. And that's where telling other people's stories really comes in handy. So, you know, I heard Rob Markey's story when I was down in South Florida when he talked about diabetes, and in fact, he shared that on a conference call recently. So I could tell his story, even though I don't have diabetes, I don't have a diabetes story, I can tell Rob's story because I'm paying attention, because I'm on company conference calls, because I go on the company Facebook site, because I know that on the MyPerium site, there are a whole bunch of great testimonials. Like, there's a fantastic product testimonial from a guy named Lance Curtis, and the headline is, I can outlift and outlast guys half my age. I'm 60 years old. I'm not embarrassed to tell people my age. In fact, I'm proud of it. And it goes on, and I'm not 60. But if I was recruiting somebody who was 60, when I talked about and gave my tour of this business, when I copied a link from the website, I wouldn't just copy the MyPerium link. I'd copy the MyPerium link with Lance Curtis's testimonial, because his testimonial would relate to somebody who I was trying to recruit who was 60. If I had a couple that was wanting to make money, there's a great story from Jackie and Bob Page about how Jackie used to work in GNC stores. Now she's making 10 grand, and she and Bob are making 10 grand a month in Perium with their own virtual store. So, you know, there are lots of stories out there if you look hard enough, if you listen enough. So listen into the conference calls. That's a great place to gather up good stories. And, you know, the last thing that I want to say is that oftentimes most of you have somebody on your team that could help you do three-way phone calls, and that their story, if they're in your upline, may be more powerful than yours. And I do lots of three-way phone calls. So contact me if you've got somebody who's, you know, an experienced and sharp business person or an experienced networker. I did three-way phone calls today alone with people from all over the country. I did one with a gentleman from Jacksonville. I did another with a gentleman from Washington. And I did another with a woman from Connecticut. So I did several different conference calls, just three-way phone calls, because people utilize my story. Because I'm a corporate person. Because I'm somebody who has a particular perspective and have had some success in the industry. So let me tell you what you should do when you're doing a three-way phone call. If you're the connector, if you're the person who's new to the business and you're going to bring somebody on to a three-way phone call, here's the flow of the call. Number one is you want to compliment both parties. You want to say how great this prospect is and how you know this person, and you want to talk about how great your upline person is. You want to state the purpose of the phone call. You know, my prospect is really interested in the business. He had some questions about this or concerns about that, or he wanted to know more about the product or more about the compensation plan. So if you can set the table, set the stage, especially even before the call with your upline, so they're not talking about 57 things. They're only talking about one or two or three things. Then ultimately, you want to be quiet. You want to take some notes so that you listen to what both people say. You want to listen to what the prospect says, so you can come back to some of that later as you have further conversations. You want to listen to what your upline says so that you learn his or her story better, so that you can introduce them better next time, so that you continue to get more educated and can utilize them in a more powerful way. And then at the end of the three-way call, it's up to you to lay out the next steps. Okay, this sounded great. It sounded like you got most of your questions answered. You know, let me stay on the line with you and let's see if we can get you enrolled. Or it sounds like you still need to try the product. I'll get you some product. I'll get you a gift card. So make sure that you're clear as to what the next step is. If you're the presenter, it's important to let the prospect go first. The person who's asking the questions is in control of the conversation. So as much as I've been talking about telling your story, really, the more important story is the story of the prospect. So if you ask good questions, then you can speak into their listening. You can say the things that you think they're going to want to hear, not to be manipulative, but just so that you're more efficient, so that your story is more relevant to them. And so if they talk about how they're a great athlete, then if you have any background about being an athlete, you can connect with that. If they talk about being 45 and you're 46 or 42, or they have kids, or, you know, so you ask them about their business background, you ask them about their health and wellness background, you ask about their networking experience, and from that, the more you listen, the easier it is for you to make a point. And what you want to do is keep your conversation, your stories, to hopefully 30 seconds to 2 minutes, and then you're going to pause and you're going to ask a question. So don't tell your story nonstop for 17 minutes straight. You know, make a good point, make something important about, you know, how this business is easier. Make something important about how you got into profit quickly and you've got 7 people in the last month into profit quickly. And then after that, pause and ask if it makes sense or ask them a question. So, you know, that's the way that you tell your story. That's the way that you utilize other people's stories. And that's the way that you bring your upline in to help you be successful. So make sure you've got somebody who can help you to enroll folks. As I said, the people I was on the phone with today, the people that brought me in, the Purium distributors, are super experienced, super powerful people. In fact, the more experienced they are and the more talented they are, the more often they use me. Now, you would think that the only time I would ever get phone calls would be from all the inexperienced people who don't know what they're doing. It's the exact opposite. It's the experienced people, the smart people, the successful people that bring me on because they want to share a lot of information from a lot of different folks, and they understand the power of the three-way phone call. They understand the power of the story. So utilize me, utilize somebody on your up team, and importantly, learn how to tell your story in a more successful way so you can be more effective in all of your communication. So we'll pick up this communications idea as we go forward, and importantly, as I said, mark your calendar for May 1st. Huge, huge, huge conference call. We got a lot going on here over the next couple of weeks, so make it effective for you and go out, tell your story, share those gift cards, have some fun, and let people know we got a major, major announcement coming up shortly, and that's why they want to be in today. Don't wait till May 1st to hear all the information. Get in today, get other people on that call, and it's going to be a lot of fun for you and for your team. So thanks so much for joining me here tonight. Have a great 48 hours, and Thursday night, same time, same number, Dave Sandoval and I will be telling the company story, part of your tour. So free, 52 weeks a year, we're here to give a business opportunity presentation. So thanks so much for joining us, and we'll catch you Thursday night. Good night, everybody. Bye now.